Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson on groove from chopped vocal punctuation, specifically for drum and bass. We're not talking about throw a vocal over the drop. We're talking about using tiny mouth sounds as rhythm glue. Little TCH hits, K clicks, breaths, yeah, even half a consonant that lasts 80 milliseconds. Treat it right. These become a percussion section that adds human feel, micro timing, and that rolling urgency without forcing the whole beat into a swung triplet vibe. Here's the promise, by the end, you'll have a vocal chop track that behaves like a playable percussion instrument. It will lock to tempo, inherit the groove of your drums, pump out of the way of the kick and snare, and give you resampled signature fills you can reuse like a personal jungle toolkit. Alright, step 1. Choose the right vocal source. Your goal is transience and character. A raspy MC line, a grime shout, an old rave hey, a spoken word phrase, or even your own recorded mouth percussion. And yes, recording your own TSS, K, P, CH, and breaths is ridiculously effective because it already behaves like percussion. If you're starting from an a cappella, try to find a segment that's fairly dry. If it's roomy, that's not a deal breaker, but you're going to rely on gating and short envelopes to keep things tight. Quick mindset shift before we touch warp. Think rhythm section, not vocal sample. If your slice reads as a word, it distracts. If it reads as a transient with mouth tone, it glues. Step 2. Warp for timing integrity, but don't destroy transients. Drag your vocal onto an audio track. Turn warp on. Set the segment BPM as close as you can. Now pick the warp mode based on what the slice is doing. For percussive consonants, use beats mode. Preserve transients, and set the envelope somewhere around 20 to 40. That keeps the snap intact. Only use Complex Pro when you're dealing with tonal, sustained pieces, and you actually need formant control. And even then, keep the envelope moderate. A classic mistake is putting everything in Complex Pro, and then wondering why all the consonants feel like they've been sanded down. One more advanced note. You don't have to iron the vocal perfectly to the grid. In fact, leaving a little human drift can be great. You'll be creating the lock with your chop programming, groove extraction, and sidechain behavior. Step 3. Slice to a drum rack. This is your punctuation instrument. Right-click the vocal clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients. Start with the built-in slicing preset. We'll refine after. Now you've got a drum rack full of samplers. This is where producers either win or lose the whole technique. Do a clean-up pass. Delete the useless slices. Get ruthless. You're looking for consonant attacks like T, K, P, CH, breaths and H sounds, short-voiced stabs like yeah, ah, oi, anything long, blurry, or wordy goes out, unless it's going to be your one special hook slice. Also, do yourself a favor and reorder the best pads so they sit in a tight playable area, like C1 to G1. You want this to feel like a drum kit, not a random museum of slices. Step 4. Tighten each slice so it behaves like percussion. You don't have to perfect every pad. Start with 6 to 10 slices that already feel promising. Open Sampler on a pad. Set it to classic mode and one-shot playback. Then trim the start so you're not triggering silence before the hit. Set the length so it speaks and gets out of the way. In drum and bass, if it hangs around, it will fight your snare and hats. Now shape the envelope. Keep attack basically at 0 to 2 milliseconds. Decay in the ballpark of 60 to 180 milliseconds depending on the slice. Sustain at 0. Release around 20 to 80 milliseconds. You want it to feel like a ghost percussion tap, not a vocal phrase. Then do quick tone control. High pass most slices somewhere between 120 and 250 Hz, sometimes higher. Vocal chops love to hide low mid mud that will steal space from your bass and lower drums. If it's painful, dip a bit around 2 to 5K. If it's dull, you can add a little air around 8 to 12K, but do it carefully. A little saturation goes a long way here. A saturator with 2 to 6 dB of drive can make consonants feel like they're part of the drum kit. If you hear harshness, don't just crank EQ. Sometimes saturation first, then EQ, gives you presence without brittle hiss. Step 5. Program the punctuation groove in MIDI, the DNB way. This is where the advanced part starts to show up. Don't spam 16 THS. You're not trying to fill every hole. You're creating call and response with the drums. Assume a typical DNB backbone. Snare on beat 2 and beat 4. Now place vocal hits in the classic pockets. First pocket, right after the snare. Put a short consonant a 16th or even a 32nd after beat 2 or 4. That creates a little aftershock, like the snare kicked up dust. Second pocket, right before the snare. A tiny pickup right before beat two's instant tension. It's like the track inhales, then the snare lands, third pocket, between hats, but sparingly. Two or three hits per bar is often plenty. Think ghost notes, not lead rhythm. Then zoom out and think in four-bar sentences. Bar one might have a confident yeah. Bar two answers with a TCH. Bar three leaves space, maybe just one breath. Bar four gives you a stutter fill into the loop point. That kind of intentional structure is what makes it feel DJ-friendly and written. Not random. Now velocity. This is everything. Accents live around 90 to 115. Ghosts live around 25 to 60. Treat it like jungle ghost snares, but with mouth tone. And here's a coaching trick. Pick a hierarchy. Choose one or two main slices, like your primary ghost hits. Two or three support slices, like hat ticks. And one special slice that you only use for fills or a signature placement. Too many main characters and the groove gets cluttered fast. Step 6. Steal groove from your drums. You want the vocal punctuation to inherit the same swing and feel as your hats or shakers, because that's usually where the roll is living. Take your best hat or shaker MIDI clip and extract groove from it. Then in a groove pool, try timing around 70 to 100%. Add a little random, like 5 to 15, just enough to stiffen things. Velocity influence at 0 to 20% depending on how much you want the groove to control dynamics. Apply that groove to your vocal MIDI clip. Now, if you want that truly rolling push-pull, do some manual micro-timing too. This is one of the biggest separators between nice idea and why does this feel like it's moving. Push certain transition hits early by 5 to 12 milliseconds, especially pickups into phrase changes. Drag some hits late by 8 to 18 milliseconds, especially right after snares, to create weight and pull. And don't forget track delay. It's underrated because it feels too simple. Try putting your vocal punctuation track slightly behind, like plus 5 milliseconds, for laid-back roll, or slightly ahead, minus 5 milliseconds, for urgency. If you go too far, it'll feel rushed, so keep it subtle. Also, a reminder, quantize isn't the enemy, uniformity is. It's totally fine to hard quantize some anchor hits, then only micro-shift the answer hits. That contrast creates movement. Step 7. Make it pump with the drums using gating and sidechain. The goal is for this layer to dance around the drums, not sit on top of them. On the vocal drum rack track, start with EQ 8 and high pass somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz. Then a gate to tighten tails. Set the threshold so only the hit opens the gate. Attack around 0.5 to 2 milliseconds. Hold 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release 40 to 120 milliseconds. The gate is your make it behave tool. Then a compressor with sidechain input from your drum group. Ideally kick and snare together, or whatever bus represents the main drum impact. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds, release 80 to 180, and adjust until it breathes in time with the groove. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. More if you're doing heavier, reese-driven stuff and you want the vocal to tuck hard. Add a saturator after that. Soft clip-on, for glue and edge. Optionally add an auto filter for subtle movement. Usually a low pass around 8 to 14k, not extreme. And check stereo. Most punctuation should be fairly mono-ish so it translates in clubs. If you want width, do it as a separate FX lane. Here's a very practical workflow upgrade. Use two lanes. Lane A is dry punked, mono, short, bright, tight. Lane B is FX punked, wider, filtered, longer tails, maybe a tiny room reverb or a touch of delay. That way, your groove stays crisp but your production still feels spacious. Step 8. Resample, rechop, and build signature fills. Classic jungle workflow, modern control. Create a new audio track called Vox Resample. Set the input to resampling, or directly from the vocal track output. Record 8 to 16 bars while you perform the rack. Mute and unmute pads. Pitch some slices in simpler. Automate filter sweeps. Basically, jam the punctuation like an instrument. Then grab the best one or two bars. Consolidate, and either slice again to a drum rack or do micro edits directly in audio. Try reversing one or two tiny hits right before a snare for tension, and don't underestimate hard cuts to silence. A sudden vacuum right before a hit can feel bigger than adding more notes. Arrangement-wise, think density automation. Intro, 0 to 1 hit per bar, just a tease. Drop A, 2 to 3 hits per bar, stable roll. Drop B, 4 to 6 hits per bar, pressure. Last 8. Back down so the final fill slams. Step 9. Pitch and formant move so it becomes instrumental punctuation. To stop it feeling like random chopped words, give it a tuned, playable identity. On different pads, Try transposing by minus 5, minus 12, plus 7 semitones. You can even duplicate one strong consonant onto three pads and transpose them, like minus 12, minus 7, and plus 5, so you can play accents that still read as vocal percussion, not melody. If you're using Tonal Bits in Complex Pro, adjust formants for character, but keep it controlled. Then map drum rack macros, global filter cutoff, saturator drive, a small reverb send, gate release to go from tight to loose, and some kind of pitch spread approach, either per pad or via a pitch device before the rack. Keep reverb subtle. In DNB, short and dark almost always beats big and washy, unless you're intentionally going for a breakdown atmosphere. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. Number 1. Overfilling the grid. Too many chops makes your drums feel smaller and the groove gets nervous. Number 2. Not high passing. Low mid junk will eat your mix, and you won't notice until the bass line comes in. Number 3. Ignoring tails. Long slice tails smear into snares and hats. Trim aggressively, and let the gate help you. Number 4. Warp artifacts. Complex modes on sharp consonants can smear impact. Number 5. No hierarchy. If everything is a featured vocal hit, nothing is. Build rolls like a drum kit. Now a quick 25-minute practice challenge. Pick a 2-4-bar vocal phrase. Slice it to drum rack. Choose 8 slices max. Discipline. Program a 4-bar loop like this. Bar 1. 2 hits. Bar 2. 3-4 hits, including one pre-snare pickup. Bar 3. 1 hit only. Make space on purpose. Bar 4. A short stutter fill into the loop restart. Extract groove from your hat loop and apply it to the vocal MIDI. Add the gate and side chain. Then resample 8 bars and print your best 1 bar as a signature fill. Your deliverable is simple. One loop that still feels good when the bass line is loud. If it only works when the bass is quiet, it's not done yet. Final recap. Vocal punctuation works because it adds human transient detail and micro timing. This audio version is shortened for playback.